progress this year for which I praise God.
我为教会今年的进展献上感恩。
But I know there's still a long way to go.
我们前面还有很长的路要走。
And in God's providence, this is the topic that we come to as we continue our series through the book of Ephesians.
按照神的供应，这是今天早上我们学习以弗所书所要讲的。
And right from the outset, I want to be very clear about something.
首先，我要清楚地告诉大家。
Christian unity is not something that we create.
基督徒的合一不是我们所营造的。
It doesn't result from our efforts.
不是靠我们自己的努力。
It doesn't come from finding common ground.
不是寻找到共识的结果。
Or even primarily from being kind, gracious, and forgiving.
它甚至也不是对彼此友善、恩慈或饶恕的结果。
Christian unity is a gift of God.
它是神的礼物。
It's established by His mighty work.
它是建立在神的大能上。
Because Jesus died on the cross for us.
耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上。
And the Holy Spirit came into our lives.
圣灵进入你我的生命里。
And made us new.
使我们成为新造的人。
God has made us His people.
神使我们成为他的子民。
His children.
他的孩子。
His church.
他的教会。
And therefore unity is not something for us to create.
所以合一不是需要你我来创造的。
But for us to recognize.
而是去辨识。
And then to maintain.
去维护。
Notice that's the key word in verse 3.
我们知道这是第三节的重要的一个字眼。
Be eager to maintain the unity.
要有渴慕的心去维护合一。
And that means that unity is not only possible, but guaranteed for God's people.
不是说合一是一个可能性，而是它一定会的，会成就的。
And wherever we have failed to maintain it,
当我们未能合一时,
we must simply repent.
我们必须悔改。
Confess.
认罪悔改。
Forgive.
彼此饶恕。
And live in light of the unity Christ has given us.
重新活在基督为我们所成就的合一里面。
And wherever we are presently enjoying that unity,
当你我如果现在正在享受合一时,
we need to recognize that it's a precious gift.
我们要认清楚这是神的礼物。
That we must protect.
我们必须来保护。
Because how quickly sin and division can creep in.
因为任何的罪或者分裂会悄然地进入。
So the message for us this morning is this, maintain your unity.
所以今天早上的信息就是维护合一。
And as we consider that, we'll be focusing on three things.
我们会主要讲三个方面。
Number one, the motivation for unity.
第一点是合一的动力。
Number two, how we maintain unity.
第二点是我们怎样的维护合一。
And number three, the basis for our unity.
第三点是我们合一的基础。
So there's the motivation, the means, and the basis.
所以动力、方法和基础。
Let's look first at the motivation for unity.
首先让我们来看合一的动力。
Look at verse 1.
看第一节。
Paul says, I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
保罗说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
And basically what Paul's doing here is leveraging everything that he said in chapters 1 through 3.
保罗在这里所做的是利用他在第一到第三章所说的一切。
As the reason why we should do what he's about to tell us to do.
作为我们应该遵循他接下来所要告诉我们的理由。
That's why he says, therefore, or then.
所以他说，所以。
And it's why he refers to our calling.
所以他提到我们的呼召。
That's what he's been telling us all about in the first half of the book.
这就是他在第一章到第三章所讲的一切。
How we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们怎样死在过犯和罪恶中。
But God has made us alive in Christ.
但耶稣为我们死，上帝使我们活过来。
How we were children of wrath under God's curse.
我们本该是只配受上帝的愤怒和诅咒。
But God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
但上帝却在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的祝福。
How we were separated from God and far away from Him.
我们曾远离上帝，与他隔绝。
But God has brought us near by the blood of Christ.
但借着耶稣的宝血，上帝把我们带进。
So that we might be His church, His temple, and His dwelling place.
使我们成为他的教会、圣殿和居所。
And that means that we have been given the highest calling imaginable.
所以我们被给予了所能想象的最高的呼召。
We have been called to know and to represent and to live for the Lord of glory.
我们会被呼召要为为神的荣耀而活。
Now perhaps you would think it to be a high calling to be the president of America.
也许你会认为成为美国总统是一个崇高的呼召。
Or perhaps to represent your nation as an Olympic athlete.
或者代表国家参加奥运会。
But friends, that's nothing compared to representing Jesus Christ.
但是与代表耶稣基督来比，这些都算不了什么。
We represent the God of the universe.
我们代表了同掌宇宙的耶稣基督。
That's the calling with which we've been called.
这是我们所被呼召的。
So walk worthy of that, Paul says.
所以要配得上你们的呼召而行，保罗说。
You know, if you were selected to carry the Olympic flag for your country.
如果你是一个运动员，在奥运会上举着你国家的旗帜。
And the whole nation's watching you.
整个世界都在看着你。
You'd take care how you walked, right?
你会特别注意你走路的方式，对吗？
You'd want to walk worthy of this honor you've been given.
你要配得上你所给的这个荣誉。
Well, how much more should we walk worthy of the honor we've been given by Christ?
那作为基督的代表，我们更应该来注意我们的行为，配得上他的呼召。
And this metaphor of walking drives everything Paul's going to say in the rest of the book.
这个行走的比喻在接下来的部分全部贯穿接下来的整个章节。
It refers to the whole way we live our life.
它代表了我们整个的生活方式。
And so he says, walk in love.
在爱中行走。
Walk as children of light.
行事像光明之子。
Walk in wisdom.
以智慧行事。
Walk not like the Gentiles, but according to your new self in Christ.
行事不要像外邦人，而是要照着你在基督里的新的身份。
But notice that the first way that he says we walk worthy of our calling.
注意到他首先要注意的。
Is by maintaining the unity of the Spirit.
是要维护在圣灵里的合一。
You see, walking in unity is an essential part of how we glorify God.
在合一里面行走是这是我们要荣耀神的一个必须的，在灵里面的合一。
Of how we please Him.
这是我们怎样来讨神的喜悦。
Of how we're supposed to live if we truly believe the gospel.
如果我们真的相信福音的话，这就是我们应该怎样的来生活。
And everything Paul's been saying in the first half of the book should motivate us to want to do that.
在这本书的整个前半部分所写的都应该激励我们来维护合一。
To think, I want to do whatever I can so that God would get the glory He deserves.
所以我们要做一切所做的，使上帝能够得着荣耀。
And you see, our unity matters to God because it affects the way His name is represented in the world.
你看，教会的合一对神很重要，因为合一影响到神的名在世界上的代表方式。
It affects how seriously people will take us as we proclaim a gospel of peace.
I didn't get.
It affects how seriously people will take us as we proclaim a gospel of peace.
如果我们在向别人传这种和平的福音，那人们也会看我们是怎样的彼此对待，是不是彼此合一。
Because if we can't even be at peace with one another,
如果我们彼此之间不能够合一,
why would the world listen to us tell them about how they can be at peace with God?
那别人为什么要听我们跟他们讲怎样与神和好呢?
And our unity matters because it affects God's family.
合一很重要，因为它影响到神的家庭。
I mean, Jesus died for us.
耶稣为我们死。
So that we would all be his father's children.
我们都可以成为上帝的儿女。
And therefore, if we don't care about unity in the church,
如果我们不在意教会的合一,
ultimately, we don't care about God.
表明我们并不在意上帝。
We don't care about his glory.
我们不在乎他的荣耀。
We're not really very thankful for Jesus' sacrifice.
我们并不为耶稣为我们的牺牲所感恩。
We're indifferent to the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们跟圣灵的引导相违背。
We don't really care about the mission we've been given.
我们并不在意神给我们的托付和使命。
You see, we must care deeply about unity because God does.
我们必须关心在意主里的合一，因为神在意。
And all that God has done for us in Christ should motivate us.
上帝在基督里所成就的应该激励我们。
To do what it takes so that there would be unity maintained in the church.
去做一切可以做到的，然后来维护教会的合一。
Now this does not mean unity at all costs.
并不是说舍弃一切来维护合一。
It does not mean compromising truth or obedience to Scripture for the sake of unity.
并不是说为了合一而去向不符合圣经的教训妥协。
Because that would only be unity in rebellion.
那就成了跟背叛圣经的背叛圣经相违的事情合一了。
But it does mean that we must repent of the disunity that we introduce.
我们必须要为因我们自己而引起的分裂悔改。
Because of our own pride.
因为我们自己的骄傲。
And our selfishness.
我们的自私。
And our stubbornness.
我们的固执。
You know, for example, when I sin, but I'm just too stubborn to repent.
举例子，如果我犯错了，我就是固执的，不愿意去认罪悔改。
Too proud to say I was wrong. I'm sorry.
太骄傲了，没办法说我错了，对不起。
Or when I'm sinned against, and I'm too stubborn to forgive.
或者如果有人得罪我，我很固执，不愿意去原谅别人。
Or when I selfishly insist on my own way.
或者我自私的一定要一意孤行，照着我的方式。
Because I feel like I'm more important than other people.
因为我觉得我比别人更重要。
Or when just to gratify my own curiosity, I gossip. When to gratify my own curiosity, I gossip.
或者你就想要满足满足自己对福音的好奇心，觉得是不是可以怎样来试探神。
Or when I'm too prideful to listen.
或者太骄傲了，不愿意去聆听。
I assume I already know the whole story. I assume I already know the whole story.
我认为我可能已经提到了所有的可能性了。
Or when we let cliques form in the church.
或者我允许在教会里有小团体的形成。
And certain people aren't welcomed or included.
某些人是不受不被欢迎或者不被融入的。
Or we neglect the needs of others in the church.
或者我们忽略了别人的需要。
You see, all of these things can lead to conflict and disunity.
所有这些可以引起 分裂。
And they all come from caring more about ourselves than the glory of God.
这些都是因为我们关心自己，过于神的荣耀。
And what Paul is saying here is this.
保罗在这里说，
Therefore, in light of all that God has done for you in Christ,
所以因着基督为你们所做的一切，
I urge you to walk worthy of your calling.
我督促你们行事为人与所蒙召的恩相称。
By surrendering all of your selfishness,
交出你的自私。
All of your pride,
放下你的骄傲。
All of the things that are causing disunity to exist in the church,
所有的引起教会分裂的一些事情。
And to surrender these things so that the church may be united.
放下这一切，以至于教会可以开始合一。
So that God may be glorified.
以至于神的名可以得到荣耀。
You know, imagine if I gave you $1 billion.
就好比我给了你$10 billion.
And then somebody comes up to you, your friend, and they're like, I need some help, my car broke down.
你的朋友，一个朋友过来跟你说，我需要帮忙，我的车坏了。
And I say, I want you to walk worthy of the generosity you've been shown.
我跟你说，不要辜负你所受到的慷慨恩惠。
Could you say no to your friend after that?
之后，难道你能够拒绝帮助你的朋友吗？
I mean, if God has given us so much,
如果神给了我们这么多，
how can we say the price of unity is too big a price to pay?
我们怎么可以说，哦，为了合一所付的，我要付的代价太大了。
Notice also what Paul says of himself.
保罗在这里也自己讲到。
He says, I'm asking you to do this as a prisoner for the Lord.
保罗说，我作为为主被囚的。
Paul is not asking us to sacrifice for the sake of unity while he gratifies himself.
保罗不是说让我们放下自己的利益为了合一，他并不是自己坐在那里满足自己。
He is suffering as a prisoner for the sake of the gospel.
他为福音的缘故被囚受苦。
He practiced what he preached.
他言行一致。
I mean, he's willing to do whatever it takes so that the gospel would go forth and Christ would be glorified.
他忍受了一切，使得福音可以传播。
And he's the one urging us
他督促我们
to live this way
这样活
for the sake of unity in the church.
为了教会的合一而活。
So maintain the unity because it's how we walk worthy of the calling of Christ.
因为所以要竭力保守合一，因这个就是我们如何配得上基督的呼召。
That's our motivation.
这是合一的动力。
Now, secondly, how do we do it?
第二点，怎样做到呢？
It's one thing to be motivated to do something, it's another to know how to go about doing it.
有动力去做某事是一回事，但如何去做却是另外一回事。
Look at verses 2 and 3.
看第二到第三节。
Here's how we maintain unity in the church.
这里讲到我们怎样来维护教会的合一。
Paul says, walk with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
保罗说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Now I want you to think for a moment about your last conflict.
请大家回想一下你上一次与人起冲突的场景。
How well were you exemplifying humility?
你有做到谦卑
？Gentleness.
温柔
？Patience.
忍耐
？Love.
爱心
？But that's what God expects of us.
这是神所期待我们所做的。
It's how He demands that we relate to one another.
这是他要求我们彼此相待的方式。
And if we consider unity to be something that is precious and delicate,
对你来说，合一是宝贵和脆弱的吗？
Then I think it should be rather obvious to us that that's how we need to live.
如果是的话，那我们应该要竭力的来保守、维护合一。
You know, imagine someone handing you their infant child.
想象有人递给你一个婴孩。
I bet you'd be very careful.
我相信你会非常小心。
Very gentle.
非常温柔。
Very patient.
非常有耐心。
Even if you get spit up on, you're not going to scream and get all angry.
即使他吐你一身，你也不会朝他大吼大叫生气。
And if you tripped.
如果你被绊倒。
I bet you would just instinctively throw your own body into harm's way.
我相信你会不加思索的宁愿伤到自己。
In an effort to protect this baby.
要试图保护这个宝宝不被摔倒。
Because you know how precious and delicate.
你知道因为这个宝宝是那样的宝贵和脆弱。
Well, the question is, do we view unity in the church like that?
问题是我们对待教会的合一也是这样的。
Is that delicate bond of peace something you want to be so careful not to break?
和平的连接是你特别小心不想要破坏的吗？
Are you eager to maintain the unity?
你是否渴慕来维护合一呢？
Because if so, the way to do it is to be humble, gentle, patient, and loving.
如果是的话，能够做到的方式就是谦卑、温柔、忍耐和爱心。
Now let's consider each briefly.
让我们分别看一下这四个特质。
First, there's humility.
首先，谦卑。
This means considering God's glory more important than yourself.
谦卑就是说看上帝的荣耀过于你自己的。
And others' interests more significant than your own.
看别人的利益重要过你自己的。
So when it comes to conflicts,
如果遇到冲突的话
，the humble person doesn't insist on his own way.
谦卑的人不会过于坚持自己的意见。
He doesn't feel like he has to prove himself right.
他不需要证明自己是对的。
Or get the last word.
他不需要一定要讲最后一句话。
He's not easily offended.
他不是那么容易被冒犯。
Not easily provoked.
不容易被激怒。
He's slow to point the finger at others' faults.
他也不容易轻易的去指责别人。
Quick to admit his own.
但却很容易去承认自己的过犯。
He's willing to listen.
他愿意来倾听。
He's ready to learn from other people.
愿意跟别人学习。
He doesn't assume he sees the whole picture.
他不想当然的认为自己就看到了自己的看法是全面的。
He knows that he might be blind to his own sin.
他知道他也许没有看到自己的过错。
And when he does sin,
如果他犯错的时候
，He doesn't try to save face.
他并不是试着来要挽回、保留自己的面子。
He's open and honest.
他是很诚实的。
And contrite. And contrite. Is this a good description of you? Are you humble in conflict?
你们谦卑吗？
Second, there's gentleness.
第二点是温柔。
And this is important because if we're going to maintain unity,
这一点很重要，因为如果我们要维护合一，
and if it's going to be a real unity,
维护真正的合一，
not a fake or superficial unity,
不是假的，表面上的合一，
then we have to actually address conflict.
那我们就需要处理冲突。
We can't maintain unity by just ignoring disagreements and sin.
我们不能说为了维护合一而去避免或者是忽视冲突。
But the only way that you can have confrontation,
直面冲突的方式,
and maintain unity instead of making things worse,
而又维护合一而不是毁掉合一,
is when it's marked by gentleness.
我们必须要具有温柔的特质。
Sort of like when you have a broken bone.
就像你摔骨折了。
Only a terrible doctor would just ignore it.
如果很不好的医生他根本就不理不管。
And only an equally terrible doctor would handle it roughly.
同样不好的医生会很粗暴地来处理。
But a good doctor uses as much gentleness as he can.
一个好的医生会非常温柔小心地来处理。
As he splints, sets, and splints it.
用夹板来固定住骨头。
And my question is that how we treat one another in the midst of conflict?
我的问题是，我们在冲突当中也会这样的温柔地彼此对待吗？
In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1,
在加拉太书六章第一节说
Paul says, Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression,
弟兄们若有人偶然被过犯所胜
you who are spiritual,
你们属灵的人
should restore him in a spirit of gentleness,
就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2,
在提摩太书第二章
Paul says that the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome.
神的仆人不可以争闹
But kind to everyone.
对彼此要良善
Able to teach.
能够教导
Patiently enduring evil.
忍耐地对待对待邪恶
correcting his opponents with gentleness.
纠正对方的，用温柔的心来纠正对方。
And you see, when you're in a conflict,
当你在冲突当中
being right is only half the battle.
站在正确的一方只是成功的一半。
You have to both be right,
你需要既是正确的
and convey it with gentleness.
同时也需要有温柔。
Now third, Paul lists patience.
第三点是忍耐，耐心。
And in the interest of time, I just want you to ask yourself two questions.
由于时间的限制，我只想让大家问自己两个问题。
In the midst of conflict or potential conflict,
在冲突或潜在的冲突当中
are you as patient with others as you are with yourself?
你对别人和对自己一样耐心吗？
And are you as patient with others as you want God to be with you.
你对别人的耐心像你希望神对你的耐心一样吗？
I mean, how often we say things like, I'm working on forgiving this person, but I just need more time.
我们经常讲，我正在试着宽恕这个人，但我需要时间。
How often our sin gets exposed.
我们经常就是我们犯罪，然后我们感到内疚。
And we feel convicted.
我们为自己的罪或过错感到内疚。
But instead of just repenting fully and clearly right away,
我们并没有迅速的或彻底的来悔改。
We sort of drag our feet.
我们拖延。
We take slow little steps.
我们一点一点的，改。
And then, of course, when we've done something wrong.
当然，当我们做错事的时候
，We really hope others take into account all the extenuating circumstances.
我们希望他人能考虑，所有能够减轻罪责的情况。
All the things that make our sin seem as understandable as possible.
以及可能使我们的罪行显得更易理解的所有因素。
In other words, we show ourselves a lot of patience.
所以我们给自己很多的耐心。
We want and often expect others to show us a lot of patience.
我们也希望别人对我们耐心。
And my question is,
我的问题是
do you show this kind of patience to others?
你也用这样的耐心来对待别人吗？
Or do you get angry with them that they aren't just changing right now?
你要求别人马上改变。
We have to remember that we are all a work in progress.
我们要记得我们都是神尚未完工的作品。
And the process of sanctification is often slow.
这个改变成圣的过程是通常是缓慢的。
So be patient.
所以要有耐心。
And then fourth and finally, Paul says, bear with one another in love.
第四点是用爱心互相宽容。
And when you think of bearing with someone, think of carrying a heavy load.
这就好像打比喻，想象你背着一个重担。
Maybe the last time you helped somebody move.
就是好像你替别人搬家，背身上背着很重的东西。
You're carrying that big awkward sofa.
你肩膀上背着一个很大的一个沙发。
And at first it's not too bad.
一开始还好。
But then your grip starts to slip.
接着你的手开始发滑了。
Your arms and shoulders are burning.
你的肩膀和胳膊开始酸痛。
Your knees are kind of stumbling.
膝盖也开始发软。
And it's just like, even if you only have 10 more seconds to hold it,
也许即使还只有10秒钟你就可以放下来的时候，
every second seems longer than the one before.
你就觉得每一秒都是那样的漫长。
Nothing would feel better than to just drop it.
你就恨不得马上把这个沙发扔掉。
And sometimes that's what it can feel like relationally.
这个可以就是和其他人相处的一个感受，可以有这种类似的感受。
With other people in the church.
跟教会其他的人相处的。
And what is it that enables you to keep going?
那什么使你能够坚持下去呢？
To not just drop them.
而不是把这个扔掉。
It's love.
是爱心。
Bear with one another in love.
用爱心互相宽容。
In other words, what Paul is saying is that we need to show one another the kind of love Jesus did.
保罗让我们对彼此能够用耶稣对我们的爱来对互相对待。
As he bore the cross.
耶稣为我们背负了十字架。
Carried it up the hill.
背着十字架走到山上。
Bearing our sins.
背负了我们的罪。
Because of his great love for us.
因着他对我们的爱。
In response, we are called to show that kind of love to one another.
作为回应，我们也应该对彼此来彰显这样的爱。
That even when people hurt us,
即使别人伤害了我们，
even when they disagree with us,
即使他不赞成我们的意见或想法，
even when it feels like they just can't see something,
即使觉得他们就是看不到某一点，你能看到的。
We bear with them by continuing to stand beside them.
我们仍然要站在他们身边。
Continuing to care for them.
继续的来照顾他们。
Continuing to sacrifice for their good.
继续为着他们来牺牲。
And that certainly will not be easy.
这当然并不容易。
But we do it for the sake of Christ.
但是我们为了基督的缘故，愿意这样做。
We do it motivated by the great calling that He has given us.
因着他给我们这个崇高的呼召而去做。
And so humility.
所以谦卑。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Patience.
忍耐。
Love.
爱心。
That's how we maintain unity.
这就是我们如何来维护合一。
And I hope and pray that you've been spurred on to want to show these things more already. I hope and pray that you've been spurred on to want to show these things more already.
我希望也祷告大家能够愿意来回应，来在这方面更好的去做。
But what about if you're here thinking, how do I maintain unity?When it doesn't even feel like there is unity.
可是有时候你可能会问，我怎样来维护合一呢？因为这里都没有合一。
You know, what do you do if you just already feel so divided?
如果我们已经四分五裂了，该怎么办呢？
Well, I want you to notice where Paul goes in verses 4-6.
我们接下来要看，第四到第六节。
Because notice what he says the basis for our unity is.
注意到他所提到的合一的基础。
He says there is one body.
他说身体只有一个。
And one spirit.
一个圣灵。
Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call.
正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
One Lord.
一主。
One faith.
一信。
One baptism,
一洗,
one God and Father of all,
一神就是众人的父,
who is over all,
超乎众人之上,
and through all,
贯乎众人之中,
and in all,
也住在众人之内。
Seven times Paul repeats the word one.
保罗在这里重复了七次, 一。
And seven is a number of completion or perfection.
七是代表完美和完全的一个数字。
I mean, Paul is saying that every believer already has a perfect and complete unity with one another.
保罗在这里说，每个信徒已经拥有了彼此之间完美和完全的合一。
It's the unity that Christ has forged.
这个合一是基督所锻造的。
Because he himself is our peace.
他是我们的和睦。
And he has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility.
他拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉了冤仇。
And created himself one new man in place of the two.
为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人。
Now this is not peace and unity between us and all human beings.
合一并不是我们和所有人类之间的和睦。
It's not even unity between us and everyone who calls himself a Christian.
也不是我们和每个自称是基督徒的人之间的和睦。
It's peace and unity between every true believer in Christ.
而是每个基督里的真信徒之间的和睦。
Paul is telling the saints in Ephesus, you are one.
保罗在这里强调说，我们是一体的。
And no disagreement.
没有不和。
No conflict.
没有冲突。
Nothing that we can do can change that.
我们做不了任何的事去改变这个合一。
Because God has created unity.
因为这是上帝所创造的。
We simply have to recognize it.
我们只需要来辨识它。
And so look around this room and consider what Paul says here.
看一下，大家看一下四周，然后想一下保罗在这里所讲的。
There's one body.
身体只有一个。
Every believer in Christ is part of the one body of Christ.
每个信徒都是基督身体的一部分。
That means that no matter what another believer has done to you,
那就意味着不管另外一个信徒对你做过什么，
no matter how different they are,
不管他们跟你有多么不一样，
what you guys disagree about,
或者你们之间有什么样的分歧，
to think of yourself as being fundamentally divided from them is to think of Christ's body being ripped apart.
把自己与他们分开，就像想象基督的身体被撕裂一样。
That simply cannot be.
这是不可能的。
There's one body.
身体只有一个。
There's one spirit.
圣灵只有一个。
I mean, think about the fact that the Holy Spirit who came down and regenerated you.
想一下圣灵是怎样的降临并重生了你。
The Holy Spirit who is the only reason why you're a Christian.
他是你成为基督徒的原因。
The only reason why there's anything morally virtuous in you.
也是你里面有道德上的良善的唯一原因。
That same Spirit is in every other believer.
这个同样的圣灵就住在每一个信徒里面。
I mean, how could we separate from one another as if I'm morally superior?
怎样来解释你在道义上比别的信徒更加的崇高呢？
There's one spirit.
只有同样的唯一的一个圣灵。
There's one hope that belongs to our call.
我们有一个有唯一的属于我们呼召的盼望。
I mean, in the world, people live for money.
世界上的人为金钱而活。
They live for health.
为健康而活。
For their careers.
为他们的事业而活。
But all who are true Christians live for the same hope.
但是每个基督徒都为同样的盼望而活。
We love Christ.
我们爱耶稣基督。
We look forward to worshiping him forever.
我们盼望着永远与他同在，永远的来敬拜他。
I mean, in a world full of people who hate Jesus.
在一个充满憎恨耶稣的人的世界上。
Shouldn't we feel united with those who love him?
我们应该与那些在基督里面有盼望的人应该感到有多么的团结。
Shouldn't that help put all our other disagreements into proper perspective?
难道这样不会帮助我们把这些意见的分歧放到一边吗？
And remember that anything we disagree about now is only temporary.
记得现在的每一个分歧都是暂时的。
Because very soon we will all see.
很快的，我们都会看到。
We'll all be sinless.
我们都将活在无罪。
Glorified.
荣耀。
With Christ in heaven.
与耶稣同在的状态中。
There's one hope.
有同样的盼望。
And there's one Lord.
同样的主。
We've all bent our knees in submission to the same King.
我们都同样的在同样的主面前屈膝敬拜。
There's one faith.
我们有同样的信仰。
You know, we may disagree about some secondary matters.
我们可能在次要的事情上意见不一致。
But we all agree on the essentials of theology.
我们都对基要的信仰是相同的看法。
That we are great sinners.
我们都是大罪人。
That we deserve to go to hell.
我们本来是要下地狱的。
But Jesus is our Savior.
但基督是我们的大救主。
He died on the cross for our sins.
他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
He rose again on the third day.
第三天复活。
He will return to judge the living and the dead.
他会回来审判活人和死人。
We all hold the same faith.
我们都是盼望着一样的信仰。
There's one baptism.
我们有同样的洗礼。
We have all been baptized in the same name.
我们都已经奉同一个名字受洗。
The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
We've all been buried with Christ in baptism.
我们都已经借着洗礼与基督同埋葬。
And raised up with him unto newness of life.
也与他一起复活，进入新的生命。
And there's one God and Father of us all.
只有一位神和众生之父。
We are all members of the same spiritual family.
我们是同一个属灵家庭的成员。
My Father in heaven,
我在天上的父
is yours.
也是你的父。
He is the God and Father of us all.
他是我们所有信徒的上帝和父。
And brothers and sisters, just thinking about this list,
弟兄姐妹，你看一下这些
should make us feel so much more united to one another.
难道不让我们会让我们觉得更加的合一和团结吗？
How quickly we can take these things for granted.
但我们很容易就把这些把这些当成想当然，或者是
How easily we can just focus on what we disagree on.
我们很容易就聚焦在我们的不同和和分歧上。
But Paul is reminding us that if we are Christians,
但是保罗提醒我们，如果我们是基督徒。
We are one.
我们是一体的。
We don't need to try to create unity.
我们不需要自己去创造合一。
God has made us one.
上帝已经使我们成为一体了。
So we must recognize it.
我们必须要认识到这一点。
Live like it.
然后活得像这样。
And maintain it.
维护这个合一。
Perhaps like soldiers who are just being informed that the peace treaty's been signed.
就像战士们正在打仗的战士们被通知说和平条约已经签署了。
That the war is over.
战争已经结束了。
They need to lay down their weapons.
我们需要放下武器。
They don't need to try to create peace.
他们不需要再为这个和平征战了。
They need to recognize the peace that's been made.
他们需要认识到和平已经达成了。
We too need to lay down our weapons.
我们也需要放下我们的武器。
And live in light of the unity that Christ has given us.
在竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And in light of the calling with which we've been called.
配得我们所我们的呼召。
What price is too high to pay?
有什么代价是太大我们没办法付上的呢？
Whatever ways you have sinned against or wronged someone else,
你
Whatever ways you have sinned against or wronged someone else,
如果你有任何跟别人有任何的使你使别人有任何的过节和冲突的
Will you not go to them and humbly confess it?
难道你不能够去到那个被冒犯的人或者跟你有过节的人面前去和解吗
and make that,
去认错吗
And make that right.
让你们之间又重新有这个和睦
So that unity can be maintained in the church.
合一可以在教会里得到维护
And whatever ways that you are holding on to a grudge.
有什么能够能让你一直放不下的
Unwilling to forgive.
不愿意去宽恕的
Will you not forgive?
你难道不愿意去宽恕饶恕吗
and let go of whatever pride or selfishness is keeping you from doing that.
放下就是阻拦你合一的这个骄傲也好固执也好还是自私也好
Because it's how we walk worthy of the calling with which we've been called.
因为只有这样做我们才配得我们的呼召
We do it for Christ's sake.
我们为了基督的缘故这样做
So that his name may be great.
所以他的以至于他的名可以得到荣耀
So that God may be glorified.
神的名可以得到荣耀
And so that this church.
以至于这个教会
And every church.
所有的教会
May shine just as Jesus intended.
就像耶稣所希望我们的一样成为一个明光照耀
So by God's grace, maintain your unity.
所以借着神的恩典让我们来维护合一
Let's pray
让我们祷告
Heavenly Father, we praise you for the unity that you have given us
天父亲爱的天父上帝我们感谢赞美你所赐给我们的合一
We praise you first for the reconciliation that you've given us with yourself
我们感谢赞美你使我们与你和好
We were at war with you
我们以前是与你为敌的
Rebellious in sin
我们在最终悖逆
Yet you made peace with us
但是你使我们与你和好
Even through the blood of your own son
甚至牺牲你的儿子让他借着他的宝血
And you have now called us to bear your name.
你现在称我们是你的子民。
To be your people.
成为您的子民。
And to bring you glory in the world.
在世上能够为你带来荣耀。
So God, we pray that you would strengthen us by your Holy Spirit.
上帝，我们祷告你能够借着圣灵来坚固我们。
So that we might be humble,
使我们能够谦卑
and gentle,
温柔
and patient,
忍耐
and full of love,
充满爱
so that we would maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace,
让我们能够竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
and so that you may be glorified through us,
使你的名得到荣耀，因着我们得到荣耀
we pray all of this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.